Why am I calling me? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Dell Small Business. It just happened again. The phone rang. We still have a phone that rings. And the name and number on the caller ID was my name and my phone number, as if I was calling myself on my own phone. Has this happened to you? This is how scammers try to get you to answer because you're thinking, wait a minute, how's this possible? I'd better find out who it really is. Fortunately, I wasn't fooled because I knew I wasn't calling me. I knew that if I really needed to get my own attention, I wouldn't call. I would text. But it still left me with a creepy feeling. The idea that caller ID is hackable. Is there anything that isn't hackable? We get constant warnings at work about phony emails. I just got a note from our local hospital warning that somebody got the names and birth dates of patients, so we urge you to be vigilant. Got a note from the IRS. Here's your special code to prevent identity theft. Plus, every website is asking if I want to accept cookies or begging me to unblock ads. My smartphone and the smart speaker are waiting for their wake-up words. My TV is remembering everything I watched so it can pick movies for me. And then, if I sit too still, it turns itself off because it's watching me to see whether I'm watching it. On second thought, maybe I do need to call me so I can tell me to calm down. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.